This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Focus of our conversation here on our weekly get-together, the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, dairy farmer, about to be a hemp farmer, grow a lot of hay. You can go to my website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, see what's going on my farm as I try to deal with the reality of not being able to do dairy anymore. For all kinds of reasons. I start this program every week with something that's important from the farm news, and then we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Jack Algier, who comes from Stone Barn Center in, this is a great farm in New York. I remember talking to him a year or so ago, but he's got something new going on that may help you try to, you know, we're always with our focus on making your farm productive. That's why I continue to talk about hemp and some of the other ancillary things, because they'll make your farm viable. Whatever it takes to keep your farm viable is what this program is all about. America's farmers are living in the worst economic crisis in 30, 40 years. Commodity prices, the trade wars, the flooding, which continues. We all know if we're in the Midwest, what the heck is going on? More rain this week and next week. And so, as the farms are being ravaged by all of these things, it's really important for our economy. A lot of people, Trump doesn't understand it, and neither the people around him for the most part. The booming economy that he always talks about is certainly not affecting the farmers. There are maybe five or six very wealthy farm families who have, like I talk about the Sweezes all the time, and DFA and Dean Foods and stuff from Texas, they've made literally billions of dollars thanks to their political connections with George Bush, and that's always what it's about, your political connections. The average person doesn't have that. Maybe they have some political connections, their county and in their town, but that doesn't usually help to make a difference in the economic realities. And if we have a strong economy and we don't have a strong basis in growing and providing ourselves with our food, then there's a problem coming down the pike. And it's getting more and more obvious with the trade wars, especially the cutting demand for commodities from some of the foreign buyers. This is very painful, very, very painful. And the Agriculture Department has almost $8 billion at its disposal to help farmers. But unfortunately, because of the bad leadership that we have right now, the money's going, was it $684 million last year in the farm bill? Went to big ag co-ops, big ag entities, big ag farmers that don't need a penny of this stuff. It really is. It's extraordinary how the system is being abused. So there is a real story to be told here. Lots of different things. I was looking at one of the stories from upstate New York, where there have always been lots of dairy farms. Whenever I drive to New York to go to auctions and that sort of thing, I just love looking at the open land, but so much of it's not being used. And part of that is because farmers don't have the labor. The labor issues are not just associated with the immigrant situation, although that is a real problem. But there's a lot of hype about Americans, they don't want to work on the farms. I don't see that as reality, frankly, because every time we turn around, and one of the things I bet we'll talk about with Jack Algier today is the basis, the support, or the labor pool that he has on his farm. It's there. Younger people who come from the city who want, maybe a little bit of fantasy comes into view here, and so they think about how wonderful it would be to live on a farm and work on a farm. Working on a farm is hard work, and the kids that come off of the farm that don't want to be farmers, they'll attest to that. But there's a way, there's a happy medium here, it seems to me, and we haven't found it, again, because we don't have, I mean, I think some of the leadership, especially at the National Farmers Union, there's some good leadership, good ideas there, because there's a practical farm, there is a political base to it, but there's a practical farm experience quotient that the people running the National Farmers Union have. And I think it used to be the case, American Farm Bureau used to have it, but it doesn't really anymore. American Farm Bureau has become very, very political and very connected to the larger operators in most of the states where they are. Here in Massachusetts, where my farm is, I belong to both the Massachusetts Farm Bureau and also National Farmers Union, and I keep prodding them to help us make our farms viable. The problems with planting hemp, for example, which I do talk about frequently, given the market for CBD oil produced by hemp, a lot of excitement by people who are considering planting the crop. I'm trying to create a market for it myself in a company that I'm putting together, but it's still very difficult because the political reality is these people don't have a clue about what life is like on the farm. They don't know the issues, and they don't care to, many of them. That's what's damnable about all this. These damn politicians don't have a sense of what actually is going on the farm. They don't have a sense of what's going on in the world of food and food production, and therefore the farmer is languishing. So, but I think I take seriously what I want to have people get out of this, and it is inspiration for new ideas on your farm. New farm, old farm, whatever, we all need ideas. So we'll share some of those new ideas, courtesy of Jack Algier, who will join us in a moment here on the American Family Farmer. First, though, let's talk about you and your health and your well-being and how you're feeling as you get a little older working on the farm. Are you taking good care of your heart, your ticker? Circulatory system doing well, is it? How about your joints, your muscles, and how active you have maintained? Are you still physical? A lot of hard work on many of the farm. A lot of people sit in a tractor, though, these days and just put it on autopilot. That's not farming. That's just driving. Farming is working with the animals, working with the crops. And in order to maintain your health, you need omega-3s. And then the question comes up, well, what do I take for omega-3s? Is it fish oil or is it krill oil? A lot of people don't even know what krill oil is. It comes from the same kind of fish. It's ultra-pure fish oil. So the omega-3s are good for your heart, circulation, cardiovascular system. Krill oil is great for your joints. It boosts your comfort. So let's get on to something that will help you in a week notice the difference. The pureness of fish oil and krill oil put together, combined by Purity products, called Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. Very powerful, very strong, very healthy. It's from the very best of all the fish, the krill oil, the fish oils here. Let's make sure that you get both of these. It's actually a small little pill, not like these big pills you see sometimes, regular omega-3s, which have a lot of vitamin D in them. They're huge, sometimes hard to swallow. Not so with Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. And the best part about all of this is you'll feel the difference, and you'll be able to feel it free, because the first bottle you purchase is not really a purchase at all. It comes to you free. You pay the shipping, that's it. So let's put the debate to rest. Let's combine fish oil, krill oil together with CoQ10. And your free bottle from Purity. Call 800-355-1493. Do that now while you're thinking about it. Wherever you are in the country, whatever time of day it is, whatever day of the week it is, doesn't make any difference. Somebody will answer and get your order for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Call now, pay $4.95 for shipping, and it's yours. Good for your brain, too, in addition to being good for your heart. Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. Get it now at 800-355-1493. First bottle is free. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The American family farmer, Doug Steffen, here with Jack Algier, the farm director at Stone Barn Center in New York, near Tarrytown, New York. Jack is a graduate of the University of Rhode Island, has a degree in horticulture, has been farming since the 1990s. He's been involved in organic farming, biodynamic farming, ecological systems, a lot of diversity here. It's great because when I look back now to when you were here before, and I remember looking and taking... actually making copies of the barns. I think I may have told you at the time my barn, my barns at Eastley Farm in Massachusetts, are not made out of stone. It's a stucco reality. But your barns were fabulous. I think the idea that you have here is really focused completely on the future, and that's really great. How are things different now than when we talked a year or so ago, Jack?
Well, we're in a new growing season, and good morning. Glad to be back with you, Doug.
Thank you. Likewise, good to have you.
You know, the beauty of farming, right, is just is all new. Everything, each new season brings some new projects and innovations and things like that. And, you know, we have a whole new group of students here, our farmer apprentice program, where we're trained eight students a year intensively across all the aspects of the farm here.
Greenhouse, so these truly are crops. This is like the FFA, the Future Farmers of America. You're producing the next crop, at least. Are they normally, they stay around locally, or do they, you find them spreading out around the country, the people that come through your center?
You know, they really do spread out. It tends to stick closer to outside of the cities, though, smaller farms. And, you know, that's... revitalizing that direct market, small farm.
Yeah, well, that's the, as you heard me say a few minutes ago, that's kind of where it is now, because a lot of the kids that come off the farm don't want to work on the farm, and maybe part of that is because they're too big and there's not enough help and too many people are trying to do too much. So now we've got it down to micro farming. How many acres do you have at Stone Barn?
Well, we actually manage about 350 acres of ground with livestock, and we have about 9 acres of vegetables and a whole mix of other stuff.
Yeah, see, but a lot of these kids that are starting now are doing veggies, and they're doing it on 4 or 5, 6 acres, and people say, how can you do that? Well, if you do it well, manage it, and I can see that. You got all this land, but you've got so much production in so many of these different parts of the farm for veggies. Let's talk about that as we continue here.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. The new trends in farming is sometimes smaller is bigger. What do they say? Less is more. Jack Algier is here, farm director at Stone Barn Center in outside of Tarrytown, New York. He and his wife and fellow farmer have done a... I think I like that. The wife as the fellow farmer. That is what kind of holds things together, isn't it? The family that farms together stays together. Does that sound corny? I guess it's true, though, isn't it?
I mean, no, that's just what we're looking for. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's how we planned it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, you know, then.
And you know, that's what the enterprises are looking like. It's small. The small farms work with a small group of people who can work together and in this modern day, really get to the markets directly to people that, like you said earlier, that we need people to get connected to their food and understand farming in a way. And there is a place for more small, direct family farms.
And they don't need government help, and they don't need government funding. They don't need any of that stuff. I mean, maybe you take advantage of some of it there. I don't on my farm. I don't want the government involved. But then you look at the headlines that people are reading aren't about what you're doing or what I'm doing. They're about the huge agribusinesses and the huge farms that suck all the energy out of the room when you're having these conversations. Trade war and all this other stuff and, you know, bargaining for huge numbers of people that come into this country. They're supposed to be under collective bargaining. We don't have those issues on our farm. And if we had more farms like yours and mine, we wouldn't have the food issues that I think we have. We've allowed ourselves to be duped by the huge, big agribusinesses like we have in so many other areas. And I don't know, this may be one of the last places, Jack, in America we can fight back. And
I agree. I agree. And I think that, we depend on the commitment of the community around us to support this stuff. These farms do not exist on their own in this way. We're here because the community wants us to be here. And small community businesses help make that happen by, really committing to buying the product and celebrating what we do together.
All right, let's talk about search engine optimization, which for some farmers, they say, what? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And the question comes on whether you've Googled your farm lately. That's one of the things, we've got a lot of people talking about the Internet and net neutrality and not being able to get on board. But even if you're a small farm, and maybe even more to the point, if you're a small farm, you need to have the use of social media and be online, right? And is that part of what you teach
Absolutely.
The people that come to your farm?
Well, we make sure that people understand that their story is important, that the only way the values of that farm is going to get across is if we really are proud of what we do and share that with our community.
Mm-hmm. And how do you learn how to do that? Is that part of what you teach these farmers, that you run, as you were saying before, a number of farmers through an intensive program every year? Is it not just about the seeds and the soil, but it's about other things that are ancillary to being successful? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the breeds, the seed and access to seed and innovation, other innovations like tools and, you know, using modern efficient methods and also broadcasting what you do. I mean, you know, the kind of folks that are coming through here, the millennial group that is really our best bet for restoring farms are coming in without a lot of experience, but they have a lot of, you know, athletic backgrounds and yep. science backgrounds, and they can apply this stuff. They're excited about making direct change in their food system. They have a lot of skills to bring, even though that might not be the same old traditional ways that we got raised up, you know, knowing. And I think that's okay. We have to find a modern way to approach this and make it exciting. And they're All right. also really good at Instagram.
Yes, they are. Right. Well, I want to talk about this new program that you've initiated there, see if we can inspire some farmers to do what you're doing right after a few important announcements, a little news here and there. Now 28 after on the American Family Farmer.
Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake. And it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep. Shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today. Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It appears Benjamin Netanyahu has been re-elected Prime Minister of Israel for a fifth time. After a close election, Netanyahu still faces possible indictment in three graft cases in which he's denied all wrongdoing. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is planning to release his tax returns by Monday, vowing to release 10 years of them and challenging President Trump to do the same. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told the House Ways and Means Committee his department is still reviewing its request for the president's tax filings.
And as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed by our legal department, and it is our intent to follow the law.
President Trump will travel to Texas today to promote American energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen here with a weekly overview from the practical side of farming. When I say practical, I mean not necessarily the farmers that are making the most money. They may be responsible for growing the best food, though, under the circumstances. It's not always about money. Jack Algier is the farm director at Stone Barn Center in Tarrytown, New York. We are talking about some of the programs that he has initiated there. He oversees a lot of public input, a lot of land where people are coming to help, volunteer. You're very innovative and known around the country as that. So what new program this year, as we are getting excited about hopefully getting on the land? The Midwest is going to have to dry out a little bit. We got a lot of rain to deal with here in the Northeast as well, Jack. But mm-hmm. Once that all gets straightened out, what do you have that's new on the horizon?
Well, one thing we've been working on, it's now actually been happening for about 8 years, but we really just took a corner of this, is a group that we call Slow Tools that is really getting engineers and farmers and local manufacturers and folks together to help design better tools and equipment for small farms, for direct market farms. We think that there's a pretty big gap between, the home garden and lawn type of stuff,
yeah,
and what's
right.
Really available from the big ag, and we're trying to fill that gap.
Well, we have, I think you and I have similar backgrounds. I'm probably a little older than you are, and I can remember back when I first started pushing, going through the rows of lettuce or beets or carrots or whatever was there, pushing. It was a hand device. It had three extensions on it, and it was basically a cultivator, a hand-push cultivator. Sometimes you could, in the old days, put horses on it. Now I have cultivators for my tractors that I use on the corn and stuff, but I don't know, some of the things that are being, the huge developments there. There were a lot of things that were created by farmers, and then the farmers went into the business after a few of their neighbors said, oh, yeah, that's a great thing. Well, let's make a few of those. And that's how a lot of these tool and implement companies came to be. And in the last, 20, 30 years, most of that's gone offshore to Europe, hasn't it?
That's right. Well, there is a bunch in Europe because there's demand for it there. Right. And just like you said, a lot of this stuff was developed by farmer engineers and that did something. And now a lot of the stuff is being developed by engineers who don't really have much
no farming background at all.
Farm.
Right.
No,
yeah.
No. So we're trying to bridge that and, get people at the table together with some equity. And, we're coming up, to think back about what we were using for wheel hose and things like that in the past, those are all brilliant ideas. I mean, nobody's reinventing the wheel here, but we are modernizing it. And if you look at all of the equipment that's out there at this scale, everything from motocross to electric hub motor bicycles to wheelchair technology to zero-turn lawnmowers, all that stuff fits at our scale. It just has not been applied to that 2 to 6 acre vegetable operation.
Why do you think that is?
On it.
Why do you think
because
that
I think that we've wholesale let go of this size farming for the past several decades and generations. We just let it go, and we don't see we have not socially seen the market for it. And I'm saying that this is a really important thing that people are demanding more local small farms to be engaged. And without the right modern tooling, they're not going to be efficient and they're not going to be able to make an economic competition.
One of the things that has happened is we've allowed, because we have leadership that's not inspired or inspiring, and this goes back, think about the last time we had a president or even governors of some of these states that were really interested in farming as opposed to industry or their own political careers or whatever it is. Somebody who might have come out of a small farm background that keeps that focus and knows what is needed. I have a little next to me. There's three farms in my community. I have the cows, and another guy's got conventional produce market, and then there's the organic farm. It's right next door to me, and they have a couple of little farm all cubs and smaller Massey Ferguson tractor, and they've got all these little things from Fendi, the smaller tools that you're talking about that have been created. And that is where the market is. And the people who are coming along, although a lot of the kids are clueless, they're willing to learn. And, it's just kind of funny to see them driving down the street in the tractor with this look on their face like...
They love it. And to your point, they are kind of clueless. So the reality is that clueless leads to inefficiency, right? And, and people complain that local food is expensive or hard to afford and that kind of thing. That, we're talking about farming that is largely labor. We're talking about the American farmer who is really a treasure, a national treasure. There needs to be more of us. And, if a small tool actually helps the efficiency of that farmer, that 70% labor cost that really goes to, allowing all these small farmers to actually have livings in our communities, then it makes them more efficient. It makes the value of the vegetable that much clearer. And in the end, makes the community that much stronger by having farms like yours and mine in the neighborhood.
Well, one of the things that I talk about here with regularity when we think about who really is benefiting from these conversations, it's the small American family farmer. It's the farmer-controlled businesses that you find in the landscapes dotting the country. And it's the locavores that use the products that we are growing, the people who are the end beneficiaries of all of this. And that's really why you see the thing growing, because a lot of people have educated themselves. They're sick of the crap that comes out of Monsanto and the produce that is loaded with all kinds of everything that you don't want in your body. And, they, you know, people are aware of it now. There's a real divide, kind of like the haves and the have-nots. People who really understand the food supply, the food system, and what they want for themselves and their family, and people who don't give a damn, who haven't really are completely clueless about what it is they're putting in their body. And it's the naivete created by, in part, the difference in our in the educational system. There is no respect anymore for what comes the understanding how your body works, and I mean it's just part of the stuff that we complain about. The more headlines I see with Bayer doing this, that, or the other thing, trying to put guys like us out of business, the more I get angry. But that doesn't fix the problem. Doing things better than they do is what fixes the problem.
The danger in this kind of disconnection from, you know, where 99% of our population is not farming. Right. When that disconnection happens, then people say, well, why don't you apply technology and have this autonomous
all technology.
The point is, we can apply this technology. It is our friend, and we can play together. But the rule here is that the idea is we want to put the farmer closer connected to the soil and more connected to place. It's a greater intimacy. We're not trying to remove that farmer from the land and get them on their computer operating from their house. We want stewards. We want people to care for this land, and the farmers do. This is the thing. Like, the art of farming is the fact that we have this relationship with the land, and I think it's something that's really important for communities, for conservation and all the other aspects that are sort of benefits beyond even growing food.
Well, we're so focused on Walmart and some of the other big stores, and people go in there because they buy cheap food. You get what you pay for, folks. The American farmer is getting 15 cents of every dollar you spend. The people responsible for growing the food, the people who are responsible for providing you the food, get 15 cents out of every buck. Think about that. And whether you think General Motors is making 15% out of every dollar you spend for the car, or, you know, ExxonMobil is making 15 cents on every dollar you spend for gasoline. Not hardly.
So, just like you said, if you're farming off your ground and selling vegetables alone, or you're just selling beef, or, you know, the farmers are inherently ingenuity and creativity.
Survivalists.
Part of our world.
Yeah.
And you know, that's part of what the entrepreneurship is and the enterprise. So a farmer might be building a piece of equipment in their shop and having support for them and having that kind of side business to develop something, or their relationship with the local fabricator or tool shop in town is another great way to design things. And so our perspective is get more people involved in this process of thinking and design for farmers. You know, if we want more farmers and we want more younger farmers, then, you know, I think a lot of this stuff is sort of straying away from gas engines, more electric kind of power, like hub motor, lighter touch on the land, more precision, and just, you know, using what's out there already in the world and applying it and getting these young engineers and people who are and manufacturers, get them excited about the fact that they can actually be designing for small farms and help to, you know, reinvigorate our suburbs and the
this is suburban farming. You can do this in the suburbs. I'll tell you something. Many of the people that I know, even if they're fairly large-scale farmers, are furious at John Deere and AGCO and all these big companies that are making tractors that you no longer can fix on your own. And they're trying to legislate keeping farmers from being able to fix their equipment. I'll tell you, if there's one thing that'll be a rallying cry among people, even the medium and big guys, are this approach from these arrogant bastards that run these big... I mean, John Deere tells you that you can't work on your own tractor? Who the hell are they to tell me that I can't work on my tractor?
Or that everything is so proprietary that the parts themselves are too expensive.
Right. And then that's where the ingenuity comes in of people making parts. And I'll be interested to see what 3D printing does for making parts for stuff that we have on the farm. Now, check out the website.
We're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. I bet you are. Jack Algier is the farm director at Stone Barn Center. Go to their website, stonebarncenter.org. And we'll have a few final words from Jack in a matter of moments here. If you're getting bored with what you eat, this is a perfect place for this conversation. A lot of people are really tired of unhealthy fast food. So here's some news from Martha Stewart. She is doing a free taste test. Yep, free taste test. Giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service called Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh ingredients right to your house, making it so much easier than ever to cook a fabulous, healthy, fulfilling meal with local food, local vegetables, that sort of thing. And you grow it, and you cook in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, healthy choices. Just listen to the podcast, The American Family Farmer Show, every week, and you know where I'm coming from. So in the Martha and Marley Spoon department, 18,000 recipes you can choose from to put the things that come to your house, the dishes that come and are sent there, classic, creative, fresh food, and you'll be eating in just a few minutes. Become part of Martha's free taste test. Get your free the first 3 meals are free. If you're one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810, you'll get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to get your free meals. FORK to 246-810. Be a part of the new era of eating really fresh, wonderful food. The texting again is FORK to 246-810. Get free meals today. FORK. Text FORK to 246-810.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
All right, back to seeding your mind with ideas from the Stone Barn folks, Jack Algier. The thing that I'm looking here at your website, not only the beauty of the farm itself, just give us a few seconds, because that's all we have left anyway, of how this farm came to be. What was it originally? It looks like somebody very wealthy may have put up these barns a number of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Rockefeller family built the barns in the 1930s, and it has been a few different things in the process. It was a dairy for about 20 years and ran as a Simmental breeding operation from 1970 to the late 90s. And then Stone Barns was granted the property from David Rockefeller as a nonprofit, and with our for-profit partner Blue Hill at Stone Barns as a restaurant. And it's been our job to care for this land and to care for the grounds that are around it, about 350 to 400 acres of open grass pasture for our cattle operation, sheep and cattle.
If you go to the website, can we see ideas, the things that you're talking about, these new tools that you're trying
to create? You can go to stonebarncenter.org, and on there you can see a section on there called Slow Tools, which has got some information about what we do and some pretty cool links to things, including some CAD drawings for mobile chicken coops and odds and ends like that.
Jack, thank you. Jack Algier from Stone Barn Center, stonebarncenter.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In. Yep, it's time for us to now think with my perspective on things. That's what this last portion of the program is usually about, my commentary. And I'm going to focus on how to, or maybe the attitude we have in our country about getting farms to prosper, what people know, what we can say until we're blue in the face, that nobody knows anymore, nobody cares, only 1% of the people make their living on the land, all of that stuff. I'm kind of tired of hearing that, tired of talking about it. I want to focus on the road to change, maybe with a couple of different ideas, right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A new paper published by the American Society of Breast Surgeons recommends that average-risk women of breast cancer not remove the healthy breast to prevent future cancer, a procedure known as contralateral prophylactic mastectomy, or CPM.
Removing the other breast is not going to make them live longer because their risk of developing breast cancer in that other breast is actually reasonably low.
Breast surgeon and the paper's lead author, Dr. Judy Bowie, cautions women on the risks of CPM.
Obviously, removing the breast has potential complications. Bleeding and infection are the main two that we talk about. And if you're doing bilateral mastectomy, bleeding at the site of the surgery or an infection at the site of the surgery is essentially doubled.
Dr. Bowie says it's not unreasonable, however, for women who have a strong family history or a gene that predisposes them to breast cancer to consider the removal of both breasts. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Today, business happens here. Here. And virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
All right, so I was interested in what the National Farmers Union did with their branch in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, having a meeting focusing on what's going on in the Midwest. A lot of presidential candidates are rolling through there, and they all talk about how important it is to have a vibrant rural community and all this other guff. And so it is just, it isn't up to them, although they'll tell you that it's up to them. It's up to you. I saw a profile of a farm in Massachusetts here, dairy cows, 24 cows being milked on this farm, and the family's actually making a living doing it because of what they're doing with the milk. And yeah, there are a lot of people who are predicting higher dairy prices by the end of the year, but there are a lot of farmers who are tired of being told that they need to tighten their belt because the belt is as tight. This isn't better business. This is nothing. You don't grow by not doing as much. It just doesn't happen. So I thought it was interesting that what came out of this meeting was what the group called, about 300 farmers that showed up at this thing, 6 hours talking about the future of farms, and the Farmer Bill of Rights, that was put forth by one of these family farm groups. Whether legislation fixes this or not, people are wising up to the quality of food. I think that's becoming more and more real. You hear and see more and more stories about this little dairy up in Coleraine, Massachusetts, and the fellow there at Stone Farm and what they're doing and how young people are getting into business. The hog business is no good anymore either because the Chinese bought out. You see, it's the same thing. So you got to create your own market if you can do it. If you have the stomach for it, maybe you need to borrow money from a bank or somehow or other. I know it's sometimes easier said than done. But if you look at the people who are surviving now versus 10 years ago, I think the trend is changing because many people, not everybody, they don't all get it, but many people really want good food, better food. They don't really work on price. They work on quality. And so one of the things that we need to do is give more respect to the people who have created wealth for so many others. I said 15 cents out of every dollar is pretty much what the farmers get on average for the produce if they don't sell it themselves. Not always can you do that because some places are very rural, but it's certainly, we get these co-ops together like these guys are talking about, the wealth that is created by having you have control of the end use of your product. More and more, that's where it's going. And I think when you look at the meeting they had in Wisconsin, and you look at some of the other things, we're having a meeting here in Massachusetts of the National Farmers Union in a couple of weeks, and it's all going to be focused on what we can do to take control away from government, give it back to the farmer and the people who use the food. Keep that in your mind as you're thinking forward to this year on your farm. I'm Doug Steffen on the American.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.